It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, February 19th, 2018. Today we note that February is Black History Month, an annual observance in the U.S. that is also celebrated in Canada, the United Kingdom, and the Netherlands. Let's look at how it all began. The precursor to Black History Month was created in 1926 when historian Carter Woodson and the Association for the Study of Negro Life and History announced that the second week in February would be designated as Negro History Week. This week was chosen because it coincided with the birthday of Abraham Lincoln on February 12th and that of Frederick Douglass on the 14th. Many black communities had celebrated these events together since the late 19th century. The first Negro History Week was met with a lukewarm response, but did have participation from the Departments of Education in North Carolina, Delaware, and West Virginia, as well as the city school administrations in Baltimore and Washington. Despite far from universal acceptance, the event was regarded by Woodson as one of the most fortunate steps ever taken by the association, and plans were made to repeat it on an annual basis. Before long, Negro History Week was met with a more enthusiastic response, prompting the creation of Black History Clubs, an increase in interest among teachers, and attention from progressive whites. Negro History Week grew in popularity throughout the following decades, with mayors across the country endorsing it as a holiday. Black History Month was first proposed by educators and a student group at Kent State University in Ohio in February 1969, and the first formal observance of the celebration followed a year later. 6 years after that, Black History Month was being observed all across the country, in educational institutions, centers of black culture, and other community centers, when President Gerald Ford officially recognized Black History Month during the celebration of the United States Bicentennial. He urged Americans to seize the opportunity to honor the too often neglected accomplishments of black Americans in every area of endeavor throughout our history. Black History Month has its critics, too, including actor and director Morgan Freeman, who wonder whether it is appropriate to confine the celebration of black history to just one month, as opposed to its integration into telling the full story of American history and culture, regardless of what month it is. Professor John Henry Clark brings some important perspective to the argument in these words. History is a clock that people use to tell their political and cultural time of day. It is also a compass that people use to find themselves on the map of human geography. History tells the people where they have been and what they have been, where they are and what they are. Most important, history tells the people where they still must go and what they still must be. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for February 19th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.